Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. What a beautiful Saturday morning. It's got a little chill out there.
A little chill, a little sun.
Yes, so exciting. I am Sandy here with
Sherry.
And this is Home Show Garden Pro. So thank you so much for waking up with us. What a treat. And we are here this morning. You just heard that fun ad from Plants for All Seasons. And we have got Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning. As your Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, taking your questions and concerns or what's on your list. I know wrapping's on your list and finishing, you know, shopping might be on your list, but we all need some Zen time.
Yes, and like Anita and I talked about last week.
Yes.
Get out in the garden.
Yes.
It just calms your anxieties.
Right. Right.
And the dirt is healthy for you.
It is. There is science behind that.
Science behind how dirt benefits your mental well-being.
Right. Right.
That and watching the birds and,
and
the flowers and the
fresh
bees.
Air. Yeah. I mean, I love to just take in that cool air. And that's something, you know, I've got a long list of things I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was driving here to the studio, I thought to myself, yep, I've got to take a walk around the garden and find out what's going on because I haven't sort of checked on a few places. I need to make sure we're doing okay out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, your misinformation. I mean, you are Mrs. Misinformation.
Uh-huh.
You love to
find
it. Not
that I give
it.
Misinformation.
No, you love to find it.
And I'm a myth buster.
You're a myth buster. You like to debunk it.
Uh-huh.
And I read two different pieces on watering your potted plants now.
It's in like two different, completely different ways.
Yes. Yeah. They're like, oh, if it's misting at all, they're perfectly fine.
No.
And then the other one was like, oh my goodness, you must water every this and so. And I thought of Sherry because I remember Sherry saying, Sandy, your plants will talk to you. So, Kelly and Sherry, potted plants on the patio in December.
Kelly, what do you recommend? How do you what? Do you not water at all?
No, you still water, but you water when they need it.
And in what part?
And how do you know when they need it?
Just a refresher course here.
Yeah.
What part of the plant drinks the water?
The root.
Okay.
Yes.
So if it's misting outside and the soil does not get wet, you need to water.
You need to water
with a hose.
Roots.
With
a
hose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how many times
we get
a watering can.
Yes, I have to refill.
We get people that come in and you ask them how often you're watering something. One, their answer is, I have a sprinkler system. Okay, but
that's
how
not
often
how
is it going
often.
On?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, timed watering is not the best watering because it's not always what your plants need.
Right.
And when we water a pot, we want to water it all the way to the bottom.
Yes.
Because roots reach to the bottom and then let it dry out between waterings. And when I say dry out, not dead
bone, not death wilt. No, not bone dry. But let them have a breather for a minute.
Yeah, don't make them suffer.
No.
It just kind of keeps you from having to go into reactive mode, you know, when you're constantly having to react to something.
But they're not drinking as much. It's cooler.
It's cooler and
the days are shorter.
The sun's lower in the sky. It's not as intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
but I had to laugh about the, well, if it's misting, they'll be fine. And I thought of our pros. I thought of Sherry. I was like, wait a minute.
Misty
and
cloudy, they're not transpiring as fast.
Right, but they still need water at the roots.
They still need water at the roots. Yes.
Okay.
Especially if you have several days of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the grass right now needs almost no water. Like, we're getting enough rain to do the grass.
And we're getting it, you know, about every 3 days, which is perfect.
Yes. Yeah. Save the resource.
Yeah.
Save your money.
Yeah. And I pull my...
You can buy more gifts, right?
Oh, there you go. There you go. We were just talking about gifts. Compensating purchase gifts.
There
you go.
Charlie, if you're out there.
Right. I can't wait to see what you come up with as your gift.
We have to think. This was a before the show started this morning. We were talking about gifts and wrapping and Sherry still has kids at home. So you're still wrapping and we have husbands we have to wrap for. But most of our gifts were sort of mailed gifts. So and then, of course, I'm such a dingbat. I'm not real good on the internet and buying things and sometimes I make mistakes. And half of the gifts I sent for Christmas weren't even wrapped. I didn't even click the little button that said gift wrap. I'm like, okay, well, Merry Christmas.
It's still fun to open the box.
Okay. A few things I ordered twice.
And I did too. I just found one this morning.
Why didn't you get two of these? And I'm like,
I did that. So glad you said that.
Yeah.
I am. That really makes me feel better because just this morning I thought, oh my goodness.
Well, we are definitely better with soil and plants.
Absolutely.
Than technology.
And we want to get out there in the soil and plants. So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, the sport of gardening, or, you know, relaxing in the garden, whatever it may be. And just to remind you, if you're just listening, tuning in, this is a fun group of locally owned and operated nurseries that come through the studio every Saturday morning. And we are blessed to have Kelly with us this morning from Plants for All Seasons up off of 249. She's here in the studio wanting to chat with you at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And she will talk to you about everything in your garden.
Anything and everything.
Anything and everything.
In the garden.
In the garden.
Yes. Yes. In the garden.
Yes.
Or in the veggie garden.
Or in the garden center.
Yes, that's right.
Or the lawn.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. So give Kelly a call at 281-833-3333. And like I said, it's a rotating group. So Kelly is here from Plants for All Seasons this morning. And Anita was here last week from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They're more south in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. Both big, beautiful locations. Nature's Way Resources is north between the Woodlands and Conroe. I love their native plants area is really pretty and bagged and bulk mulches up there. And Spring Gardens Nursery, great tree selections for
lots
sure.
Lots of big trees. Yeah.
In the Klein area, Spring Gardens Nursery. So they all rotate through here and take your calls and questions. And we talk about landscaping and lawns and veggie gardens for 2 hours on Saturday morning. So give us a call and we will return after this.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace final straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I'm sitting here. I'm going, what do I do? What do I do?
Just and talk.
See, I told you you'd mess me up. And Sherry was just saying, oh, this is so, we're doing good. And then there I go. The intro, and I totally mess it up. So good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I'm here with Sherry, co-hosting Home Show Garden Pros. And we have got Kelly in the studio from Plants for All Seasons. I love Plants for All Seasons. I love all of our Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
They all have a special place in my
just a different a different atmosphere, different feel at each place.
Yes, I like to say you're all different, but you're all the same.
Yes.
So, but this is the place where you get the good information.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call Kelly at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we are sitting here. It is cool outside. It's lovely. The sun is coming out. And it's a great time to be outside because I know for me, it is a good de-stressor, you know, to get out in the garden and find out what's going on. We were just talking about potted plants. Yes, your potted plants still need water.
Yes.
But just
not as much as they did in July.
Just pay attention to them.
Yeah. And, you know, and this is a great time to get out and do potted arrangements. You know, just keep it small scale. There's so many beautiful flowers that make it through our winters.
Yes.
If we have one again.
Yeah.
You know, that's the crazy thing about living here is we had a hard winter freeze last year. Uh-huh. Are we going to have one this year?
Right. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? It doesn't feel like it.
It'll be like the last week of February.
Yeah, right.
I'll get the nursery full. It will show up.
Yeah, I know. It's the roller coaster ride, the pull them in, put them out, like back and forth. Yeah. Got to cover, uncover.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned arrangements, and we have the queen of arrangements.
I don't know about that.
Oh, we do know about that.
Kelly, if you want someone else to do your arrangement, Kelly, you'll still do this, correct?
I will do it.
Yes. Okay. It's called Pot to Trot.
Pot to Trot.
Yes, it is Pot to Trot. Our brother Cody thought of that.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's very cute.
So cute.
That's great. Well, You just do beautiful arrangements. And every once in a while, I will try and copy it in my larger pots. I'm like, okay, now what did she? She put something, you know, different in the middle. And and I've tried the cabbage. I love putting cabbage in different places.
It's different foliages.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Textures, colors. Yes. Yeah.
So be brave.
Be brave.
Be brave. And don't be limited by rules, Kelly. No. Kelly broke me this years ago.
Okay.
Because I thought, oh, there's all these rules in landscaping.
There's
like,
not.
And if you like it, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Literally, that's all that matters.
So there are these guidelines that we hear, and it drives her crazy. Spiller, filler, and thriller.
I used to say it because I
mean, that's good. It's a good thing to
It's a guideline.
Get you going.
But don't let that limit you to you can only have three plants in a pot. Because when Kelly does these pots, there's two or three spillers, and there's several thrillers, and there's a lot of filler, like things you wouldn't think. With textures and foliage, and even sometimes herbs, dill and fennel in your pots. It gives you a different texture.
You just got to mix it up.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
Don't let
things
limit you. The only rule is maybe like water things together.
Correct. And like
Don't put a cactus with a heavy water.
No.
Like light things.
Yeah. Plant rules still apply.
Yeah.
Design rules? No. Do what you like.
Yeah. Exactly. Kind of like you do on the inside of your house.
Correct. Yeah, I don't. It's funny how many people come in and say, I can do the inside, I just can't do the outside. It's kind of the same. You are just decorating.
Right.
Yeah. Creating a feeling. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Creating whatever, something nice that you like to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid. It's super fun. And this is a great time to do it. And it doesn't take long either, which I love. You know, you can go to the nursery, enjoy, you know, your blood pressure goes down at one of the nurseries, pick up your beautiful colors, go home. Takes no time, and it's a great little inspiration.
Yeah, and that nice rain yesterday, you could go and plant your color still. It's good.
Well, and I pull my pots out. If I know it's going to rain, I'm like, okay, I'm too lazy to do the watering thing. I'm going to let Mother Nature do it. So anyway, you know, you can do that, and it's super fun. All right, so to be brave, you said, you know, you can put herbs in those beautiful pots. So what else, what colors are we going to put out there right now?
What, flowers?
Flowers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So it's your pansies, violas, cyclamens, snapdragons, dianthus.
Alyssum. Cabbage and kale, the ornamental ones. Or you could put the edible ones in there.
Yeah, why not?
Swiss chard looks amazing with all your pansies.
I do love Swiss chard in the pots. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's really pretty. The stalks are pretty. I mean, it's a green leaf, but the stem and the stalk are bright colors.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
Right.
Yeah. Those are fun.
So lots to choose from. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros have beautiful selections of these flowers because they're going to last through the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's something that's going to
We wouldn't have nurseries full of all these beautiful things if they were going to die that easy.
Well, let's clarify.
Okay.
Because the Home Show Garden Pros that we talk about wouldn't put something out there that's not going to. Right.
Yes.
True.
But sometimes, you know, like a box store, they'll have something that's just not appropriate for this area.
Yeah, their buyers aren't very local.
Yeah, yeah. So all of our guys are local. The Home Show Garden Pros, that's what's so great about the information you can get on the show, and you can talk to us about at 281-833-3333 because it's local.
Yes,
and that's what's so important when we're out there in the garden making pretty things happen.
Sure.
Okay, so our potted plants. What about our soils?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, soils are very important to address at any time. Kelly, what's your number one thing with soil prep,
bed prep or pot prep? Like pots.
Oh, do we want to talk pot? Yeah. Oh, we're still talking pots. I'm moving on to the
Well,
I want to do ground too.
We will.
So we're going to talk about
we're starting
grass.
In pots.
Okay.
What soil do you use in a pot?
Pots. You use potting soil.
Yeah.
Not topsoil. Not
Not all these rose other, soil.
Well, I mean, there are people that will use rose soil in a pot, depending if they're putting a woody shrub or perennial in there. But really, potting soils are created for pots for their drainage issues and lightness. And
they don't settle they as don't much because they're not, there's not, they're not full of organic compost, which keeps breaking down.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know
and
what?
Not all potting soils are created equal.
No. So. We are kind of soil snobs.
Yes.
Yes. No, we love soil. Yeah. That's what
it's the
all
most
about.
Important part of the plant. And if you're going to take your time, your energy, and your money, you want to do the best.
Yes. And you know what? As a brand new gardener years ago, I always used to think, oh, they're just putting potting soil on, you know, this soil name and this kind of soil. You can use the same, but Kelly is saying and reminding us, no.
Yeah.
It's made for that reason.
For right. Yeah.
The
they're
texture
blended.
And the,
yeah.
yes, and the blends yeah. of it.
Definitely.
So that's very important to know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we are here with Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. And Sherry and I are taking your calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. What are you going to take a break in the garden and do this weekend? Give us a call. We'll talk to you soon.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool. And Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth and our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros you are listening to, and I hope you are enjoying a warm cup of coffee. You know, I drove out of the driveway this morning, and I was like, I forgot my coffee, but I had time to run upstairs and make some here at the studio, so I'm glad about that. And you ladies walked in with your own coffee, so
yes.
Good morning.
Gotta
to
have
you
the
all.
Coffee.
This is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can call us at 281-833-3333. We've been talking about potted plants, and soil is the thing. It's kind of like when someone buys a house, you say location, location, location.
Right.
Well, for gardening and planting, it's soil, soil, soil.
It really is. I mean, that's the most important part of the whole plant is what happens underground.
Right.
And so if you get that right from the beginning, you're going to have better success long term.
Exactly.
And like I said, you're taking your time and your resources. Like, you don't want to waste time.
No, do
and
it
get
right.
bad results and then feel frustrated. Like defeated, and it's all your fault that you had bad success when really it's not. You just didn't know better.
You made bad choices and you didn't know.
Yeah, right.
And now you know because you're listening to us.
Well, and so. Kelly and I have already made all the bad choices.
Yeah. I fail
in
on
more than one area of
just
life.
Just to see how hardcore I can go.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I
want to
know.
Oh,
like, I'm
gosh.
Like, I'm not going to water you and see what happens.
Yeah, our
how
yards.
How long does it take?
Yeah, our yards are our laboratory. Kelly. And I am really amazed at how little inputs that I have to give to my plants to have success.
Yeah, because you built them up good from the beginning with the good soil and good nutrients and good minerals.
Yeah. And she's not saying, like, if you use this soil, you're not going to have any issues. You still have to use your eyeballs, right?
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And watch for the signs of things that need to be taken care of.
And they need
of.
To be in the right places.
Mm-hmm.
Watch for pests.
Yes.
But
less stress is less pest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There right. Yeah. Yes, I definitely have been reminded of that.
Yes.
So take care of the soil. Don't make your plants stress out and then they won't attract disease. Well, kind of like our bodies too, because there's a portion of stress that can, you know, cause us not to feel so great.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. You get vitamin deficiencies, your nutrients aren't good, you're not sleeping well, you're more susceptible to pick up a bug.
Right.
Same with your plants. So if we can keep everybody healthy, hydrated, fed, they're less likely. They can still get a bug, but or a disease,
right?
But less likely.
Yeah. Well, I love it. It's like a lab, an experimental lab. And like you said, you have already failed at some things.
Yeah, like I said, you know, our yards are our laboratories.
I love it.
And sometimes we look like the mad scientists, and sometimes it's a beautiful symphony. Yeah.
It survived.
It's making it.
Yeah, I was trying to starve you, and it survived.
And it drives my husband crazy sometimes, because, like, for instance, when we had the Saab webworm thing, I'm like, I just want to see how much damage they do.
Me too.
And he's like, will you treat it? Yeah. You got lucky. Well, y'all don't have a lot of trees.
No, not yet.
But I mean, I just was like, I just want to see how much damage they do before, you know, before I treat. And he'd be like, will you please treat? Like,
that was probably driving him crazy.
Yes.
Walking through the lawns, I remember, and those flurry. And I treated them, and then they came back.
Yeah. And I'm like, and then this side I treated with this, and this side I treated with this.
Fun.
And let's see. Yeah. And I always have my little piles of ant bait out to see which bait they're foraging
on. Yeah, you are more.
You are the crazy ant lady. I love that.
I love to observe.
Yeah.
The bugs, and, you know, I'm not anti-kill a bug, but I want to figure out why he's there.
Yeah, why is there?
What are we feeding on? What are we doing? Are they actually performing a benefit?
Right.
Like the year that we had not the year. It was last year. I had the giant bark scale on my crepe myrtle.
Oh, yeah.
But I had lace wings.
Yep.
I had ladybug larvae, and the ants. Everybody was kind of working
together.
To take
care of it. It's like teamwork.
So if I would have gone out there and reacted and just put chemicals out, I would have missed all of the biology that was actually trying to take care of it for
me. That's awesome. And the ladybugs,
yeah.
And they were native ladybugs.
That was very smart.
I didn't even release those.
Releasing. Yeah. Yeah. If you have them, they will come.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have bugs. The predators will come and
I
eat them.
Love
now,
that.
The problem, a lot of people use so many chemicals in their yards on the regular, being reactive to everything, that those biological, the beneficial bugs get knocked back with the chemicals.
Right.
So they just really never have time to build up the numbers to take care of things. And I don't use very many chemicals.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not opposed to them,
right?
But I use very little. And so I get more beneficial.
And targeted.
Yeah, very targeted. Very targeted.
But I love your information about how you observed. You're like, okay, wait a minute. I've got some bad guys, but I've got some good guys here too.
Yeah. I actually made a little video of it. It was there was all kinds of stuff happening on my tree. I'm like, this is pretty fascinating. Yeah.
So if you're not sure, you can call the show.
Yes.
At 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We have plants for all seasons in the house. Kelly is here taking your questions and your calls. The information that we learn every week is so fun.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about what we do is you'll never know it all.
No, like, it's impossible.
It's impossible. Yeah. Like, there's something new that we learn every week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes every day.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No. Right.
Like, some people are like, I thought you knew everything. I'm like, nobody knows everything.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Or let's try this.
Yeah.
And figure it out.
Yeah.
And we will figure it out with you at 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Fine privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
I wish you
back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning, Home Show Garden Pros here on Sports Radio 610 with Sherry and Sandy. And Kelly from Plants for All Seasons is here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. 833-333-3333. And just to remind everybody, you can also go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and there's an area where you can ask a pro, and you can send in a question there also.
Yeah. Send in your questions and we can answer them live on the show.
Yes.
Or you'll get an email from one of us that answers the question.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. So there's more than one way to get answers.
Exactly. Exactly. So we always talk about it's all about the soil, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of our most favorite is MicroLife.
Yes.
Most favorite products to nurture your soil.
Yes. And it's great because they have their whole line of high quality, locally sourced, organic products. And it doesn't matter if you're feeding the lawn or your plants, you know, and you're not sure which one to use and you have one in the garage, you can use all of them on everything.
Right.
Because they're all soil food. They're they're feeding the biology in the soil. So you can top dress your pots. My favorite product is the 846, the MicroLife Ultimate.
Yes.
Because it's a little finer and breaks down a little faster.
Is that the one that's sort of a compost?
No.
Which one is that? The hybrid?
Nope. It's the MicroLife Ultimate.
Ultimate. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. MicroLife Ultimate, the blue label. So I'll top dress my pots with that, my vegetable garden. I do my lawn in the spring with it. But it's just, it's a great way to feed the soil. And
yeah.
Your plants love it. It's higher in iron as well.
And I like the fine because for me, the dogs are less likely to find
to
it.
To pick it up. Exactly.
They would have to lick it.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So if you've got any bag of your MicroLife in the garage and you need to feed, if you haven't done that in a while, because, you know, it's beautiful weather and we may not be thinking about it as much.
Yeah.
So MicroLife is one of those products that needs to be on your shelf.
Yes, and it looks nice on your shelf.
It does, the colorful bags, exactly.
And most of the Home Show Garden Pros will do a refill program on the containers.
On the jugs, yeah.
So you save a jug.
So they not only have the granules,
but
they also have the liquid, the Ocean Harvest and the Super Seaweed. And those are great products to put on anything, lawn, plant, you know, shrubs.
Yep.
And you can use them in veggie gardens and shrub and fruit trees because they're safe.
Yes, absolutely. And the Super Seaweed's a great thing to be putting out right now because it makes our plants be able to take the stressful cold weather that
we're
maybe going to have.
Yeah.
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 So it kind of slows down the transpiration so they're less likely to freeze.
Okay. Well, I can promise you, I love the MicroLife products. You can see the difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's safe around pets and people. So for healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, you can find your MicroLife products at any of your Home Show Garden Pros or go to MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife. We love our MicroLife.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't think there's a day that goes by I don't use it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, I always have at least one. You know, I've got the liquid and I've got granules. So there's always somewhere where I need to be sprinkling them.
And a great gift for your garden lovers.
Oh, yes.
You could do some of the liquids in their stocking.
Great idea.
Yep.
That is. Because sometimes you don't want to give a plant as a gift.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you can give all the things to make it beautiful. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Get them hooked on the good stuff.
Well, and we all have that garden lover relative that likes to start seeds. And, you know, the Super Seaweed is great for spraying on top of your seeds to help them germinate. Breaks down the seed germs a little faster.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And makes them healthier.
Yeah, a little jug of that.
Yep.
Very nice. Well, we love you, MicroLife, and thanks for being a part of the show on Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned seeds.
Yes.
So if someone's listening and they've you know, they'll plant transplants or they're plant flowers, that sort of thing, and they want to get into planting, growing from seeds, what would you plant from a seed right now?
I mean, you could do all different of your cool weather vegetables right now. You can still do
from the seeds.
Yeah, you can still do those. Lettuce and kale and all those things will still come up from seed at this point.
And it's even like nice pansies and alyssum.
Yeah, you still have time for the cooler weather flowers.
Yep. Petunias.
Snapdragons.
That's a fun experiment.
Yeah. I did stock 1 year in our flower bed from seed.
Yeah.
And they grew.
Oh.
And then there's the whole other end of the bulbs.
Yes.
The cool weather bulbs, too.
And
right
that
now.
Can be intimidating.
Why? They're just like
they're little
seeds.
Yeah, big seeds. They're basically.
But the whole freezer thing.
Oh, that's no, only on that's a couple only on of some. Things. That's
okay,
only,
so that's not so everything. Clarify. Okay.
So that is going to be tulips and hyacinths. You could do daffodils too in the refrigerator because our ground is warm here.
And it's not freezer.
And it's not freezer. It's the refrigerator.
Fridge.
Yeah. And so you just keep them in there for like 4 to 6 weeks, and then you kind of plant them in January. You can do them all at once, or you can stagger plant them.
Stagger.
The depth of the bulb being planted is important. Like tulips are 6 inches deep. You do need to get them down there because that soil will hold the coolness better than at the surface.
Makes sense.
Like a caladium bulb, you barely cover with the dirt. They only just go in. Those are your summer bulbs, but your winter bulbs, your depth is important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they come up in the spring and bloom beautiful, and you get to take pictures of your beautiful tulip garden.
Yes.
Yeah.
From nothing.
From nothing. Yeah.
That's so
and
fun.
I love, like, nestling them down in the pansy bed. Yeah.
Oh.
So you have your beautiful pansies, and you can nestle your tulips down amongst
what a
those.
Great hint.
Yeah. So then they kind of come up through your pansy. So
just
around Easter
it.
Time, your spring bed looks
it's
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, see, that's a great tip because I would think, oh, okay, I need to put all my bulbs here in this one place.
No.
Oh,
put them
my
everywhere.
Goodness.
Yeah. That's and you could do them in clumps or you could just kind of haphazardly put them amongst your flowers.
Oh,
like
beautiful.
Yeah.
Again, no rules.
No rules.
No rules. Well, see, I know I got to get out of that because I'm kind of, you know, I'm Aggie head here.
Oh, engineer
so
brain.
So I can, you know, structured, but it's more fun. I love the idea of putting them within the pansies and within
those
beds.
Then they peekaboo up through there. It's
and
fun.
even your pots, you can nestle some in there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be in the flower bed.
No, it could be in a pot for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that takes the intimidation away, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, gardening is not scary.
No.
It's
I think a lot of
scary thing you could do.
I think a lot of those Aggies make it too difficult, right?
That's right. Too structured. Too many rules. That's right. Well, and there's no harm done in gardening.
Yes.
It's true.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry, and we are hosting Home Show Garden Pros, and we've got Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. She's taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. We are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Sherry and Kelly a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I'll be here, too.
You're guiding this ship.
But they're the smarty pants. They are our go-to. So thank you, Kelly, for being here from Plants for All Seasons. And Sherry is always here on Saturday mornings with us. So you have got experts in the house. And speaking of experts.
Yes.
Not in the house, but outside the house. And Sherry, I've heard you talking about it. People spend so much money inside of their houses and no one sees it but them.
Right. And everybody can see the outside.
Right. So your go-to should be Pierscapes Landscaping.
Yes. Pierscapes has been doing residential landscapes for over 30 years.
Yes.
I personally have a relationship with them.
Yes.
I've known them since birth. Actually, Kelly and I both have.
Yes.
And they recently sold to a gentleman named Jason. Mm-hmm. And Jason couldn't be a nicer person.
Yep.
So he is doing an amazing job with Peerscape. So if you're out in your yard and you're like, I just need a refresh, but yes. I don't know where to start, don't know what to do, Peerscapes would be a wonderful resource for you. They can come and kind of refresh your landscape or start from scratch.
Right.
And they do pavers and the irrigation.
They can update it for you.
Yeah.
Lighting.
Lighting. Yep.
So important in our lawns. I mean,
yeah, it just
not
adds a different
beauty,
touch. Yeah. You know, in most of the time when you're creating these outdoor areas, you know, you've got to create it for both day and night.
Yes.
And so lighting is super important.
Right. And even for safety nowadays too, it's not bad to have extra lighting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, many purposes, but Peerscapes, so they do hardscapes like you were talking about, lighting, irrigation. They can just look at it and say, you know, here's what we can do to refresh your look.
Absolutely.
And what a great treat for yourself. There's a good Christmas present for yourself.
Right.
You know, have them come and just refresh an area of your lawn and landscaping.
That may be what you ask for. What, you just got yours done. Do you have any more work you need?
Oh, there's always work to be done in the yard, isn't there? Always projects. Yes. Peerscapes and fire pits. They do fire pits also. And this is a great time of year to have that.
Yeah. So for more information, you can give them a call, 281-370-5060, or go to peerscapes.com.
Yes.
P-E-A-R-C-E-S-C-A-P-E-S.
Yes. So they've been around for 30 years. Great go-to to refresh that front lawn, Peerscapes.
Yes.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got Tony on the line wanting to chat with you, Kelly. Good morning, Tony.
Morning. How you doing?
We are good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Okay.
I had a question about when the spring comes around, I plan on planting some shrubbery, some hedges. And because we have this hard clay soil, I wanted to know when I dig the hole to put the hedge in or whatever, what do I need to put in that hole to help that plant flourish? Because I planted before, and I mean, it didn't do anything but die. I planted a hedge, you know, I guess I thought I did some good things for it, but it didn't even grow. It just died, and I know it had something to do with those roots not being able to get nourished and,
there you go.
And all of that.
Sure. Yeah. So some different,
what should I do?
Different products that you could use would be like the MicroLife Humates, which helps condition the soil in that area and helps with the heavy clay that we have to condition it and help kind of, I'll say, bust it up. I don't know how else to describe it.
On a cellular level.
Yes. you could do something like that. You also could get a product called Expanded Shale, which is tiny little rock chips that are coarse, and they will help kind of wiggle their way through the clay to create room for air and water flow in that clay for the roots to be able to get in there really good. Those two products would be important. Also, getting a quality soil to prepare the bed with. So there are different planting mixes and things like that that you could work into the area to improve it and then have your holes. You don't want to just dig a hole and put, you know, a nice bag of soil around that. You'll create kind of a clay bowl and it can get soupy. So you want to actually prepare the whole area that you're going to be doing with good soil and kind of blend that as you go. And then use the humates and the shale. And Sherry, you have anything else you want them to do?
When we're talking heavy clay soils, exactly what Kelly said, adding the humates and the shale, but adding some good organic material like the leaf mold compost, like she was saying with the planting mix, but you could take it up a notch and do the leaf mold compost.
Sure.
It's the only way to change clay into soil is through microbiology. And so that compost is loaded with little microbes. And what they do is they just eat at the clay and basically poop it out and turn it into nutrients for your plants.
Good stuff.
So dig your hole, mix in the compost, put a layer of shale in the bottom, a nice application of the Humates Plus, and then settle your plant back in there.
Yes.
With the native mix.
Mix. You're still putting the old soil blended with that compost.
Yeah, because you want your plant to know how to work with that clay.
Yes.
Okay. And so how big should that hole be bigger than the root bottom of that plant?
So normally they say double the width of the container. So
And not quite as deep.
You want kind of shallow holes here because when we get our rain, we get it all at once, as you know. Mm-hmm. So you don't want things sitting below grade and drowning. Mm. So just twice the width and then blend that in and have them up a little bit.
Yeah, okay. plant them high and then put a nice layer of hardwood shredded mulch around it.
All right.
Okay, and you'll have much better success this year.
Well, call us back about those shrubs that you're going to be planting. And you know, Tony, you can plant them this time of year, too.
You sure could, if you can find what you like.
Oh, yeah, this is an ideal time.
Yeah, we're furthest away from the hot, icky summer, which is usually what's actually the most stressful thing here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
Okay, I thought with, a new plant, if it turned cold, it might hurt the roots and all that kind of thing.
Well, if you're getting a hardy shrub that, we'll just throw ligustrum out there, like a basic hedge shrub like that. They're fine unless we have one of those crazy winter events, but that is not normal. That's not our norm. Our norm is kind of what we're having right now.
Yeah.
So you could go ahead and do it, and you'll be ahead of the game when we get to July and it's 100 and whatever degrees.
Yeah.
And maybe not tropicals right now.
No, right? no tropicals right now, but good shrubs. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And what's the name of the shell that you say put down?
Expanded.
Expanded shell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Expanded shell.
You got
okay.
it.
Microlife, right. And then the leaf mold compost.
You got it.
Yep. Yep. Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, Tony.
All right.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So thank you very much, Tony. And we've got Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
We are good. What do you have for Kelly from Plants for All Seasons?
Well, first of all, I want to know where all my birds are. I have no more birds. I'm very upset about that.
Are you feeding your birds?
Well, they eat better than I do.
Right.
My plants and the birds eat better than I do.
So I have a theory on the birds, Kelly. I don't know if you agree with me, but my theory is there was so much stress in our environment with the summer that plants succumb to a lot of insect diseases or insect infestations, and the birds love to eat bugs first.
Always protein.
They prefer that.
And so there's plenty of food out in the wild for them.
Yes.
That's one thing.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
They're off track a little bit too.
They might be off track a little bit.
The weather's a little different. Could have blown them a little bit off course for your migrators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kelly and I are avid bird watchers, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, so am I.
I haven't seen as many in my home environment, and we were on vacation a few weeks ago in Northwest Arkansas, and usually we have so many birds.
Yeah,
and it was way less.
Yeah,
so hopefully once the weather kind of our cold fronts stop pushing through and
things settle in
for the spring. Yeah,
I thought when it got colder they would be like, oh yeah, let's go get some food. But
typically they do, but we haven't had a freeze yet, so just a little frost.
Nope.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, okay, back to my other reason I called.
Okay.
So I think this stuff is, I think they call it like Wandering Jew and stuff like that. It's the little purple plant, and it's got the little pink flower on top. And if you plant it one time, it goes crazy and takes over everything. So I did that accidentally because my dad gave me some. And he said, just start planting that around and it'll take, because everything else I tried didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got it like all over my flower bed. So how do I control it to just one area?
You pull out where you don't want it, and anytime you see it going into the areas that you do not want it, you have to you have to pull them.
So once I pull them, they're not going to reseed or anything, right? I should pull them all
might,
the roots.
You might have, try and get as much root out as you can. Might have a few pop back up, but no. Once you get it to the area you want it,
it's easy to control,
but if you let it get away from you, it's a little crazy. So,
that's what I was, with this warm weather, it's kind of taken off, and I thought it would just stay gone until spring, and
I'd start working on it now so you can kind of kick back and do the other projects in the springtime.
There you go.
Okay, so real quick. Okay, now I know y'all were talking about if it's made for the soil, feed your plant. I heard y'all this morning talk about that. But can I still use the super seedweed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You can use that anytime because it also helps with if we did have a hard freeze, how does it work? It's the, it keeps the temperature of the plant.
It slows
warmer.
Down the transpiration. Yeah. It kind of, for lack of better terms, almost congeals the chlorophyll in it. So it's less likely to freeze.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But even with this rain, I probably shouldn't use super seaweed because it is like liquid water, right?
Well, it has time to absorb it. You don't want to spray it right as we're raining.
Yeah.
Because
then
it would wash it off. Mm-hmm. But now that we've had the rain, it should dry today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I can still, well, that's all I need to know. I'll just keep using it then.
There you go. Excellent. Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot. Well, we're hoping for those birds.
Yes.
Thanks for the
I'm
call.
Sorry. One more. Let me ask one more real quick question.
Okay.
I planted some lilies back. Somebody gave me some. I planted them. And they're, of course, with the warm weather, they're coming up. I'm assuming just leave them alone?
Just let them be.
Yep. They're on their own time.
Yep.
You can't control it.
Nope.
Okay, they'll probably die off and then come back.
If something happens.
If it's hard enough,
And enjoy them. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm excited. I'm waiting for, spring can't get here fast enough as far as I'm concerned.
100 days.
Some count spring training.
Thank you, Alan. Have a great day.
And This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return with your phone calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333 after this.
Revitalize your lawn from summer stress. Give it what it needs from Landscaper's Pride. Choose the perfect blend from their 27 locally sourced, nutrient-rich green space summer antidotes. Healthy soil compost, mushroom compost, and enriched topsoil, perfect for repairing and restoring. Bring the green back to your green spaces. Landscaper's Pride blends are specifically designed to heal and nourish Texas yards and gardens. Find Landscaper's Pride at the Garden Pro near you. Learn more at landscaperspride.com. Landscaperspride.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Plants for Texas, Texas grown for Texas gardens. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. Now is a great time to get your onion sets in the garden. Our easy-to-grow onion sets are available in short-day varieties, which are the best types for our area. All produce large, sweet bulbs that store for 2 months or more. Plant now for harvest in April or May. We are fully stocked with beautiful poinsettias, wreaths, and greenery. Also, if you need to color up your yard, we've got tons of red and white cyclamen, pansies, violas, snapdragons, and lots more cold-tolerant color. And don't forget, now is a great time to plant evergreen shrubs and trees. If you plant them now, they'll have plenty of time to get established before the heat of next summer comes along. We offer gift cards for that special gardening buddy of yours. It's that time of year where we have to start planning for the cold weather. If you have some sensitive plants that need to be protected this winter, we have frost cloth and frost protection blankets. So if that time comes, come on in and see us, and we'll make sure you get your plants taken care of. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 near Katy. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759 near Greatwood. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. Kelly from Plants for All Seasons is taking your calls at 281-833-3333. You know, we talk about soil. Mm-hmm. What do we need to do to the soil? Just like we need to do to our bodies, we need to supplement.
Yes, and azomite is a wonderful way to do that.
Yes.
Super easy, granule that you can apply by hand or with a fertilizer spreader. You can apply to your lawn, to your flower beds, but more importantly to your vegetable herbs and fruit trees.
Azomite.
Right, because we're growing them to eat.
Yeah.
And we want to grow the healthiest.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to supplement some of these minerals. And it's just a super easy way to apply it, just a granule.
Yeah.
But if we can maximize the mineral content around our root zones of our plants. They're going to be healthier and more resistant to disease. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more frustrating than going out your peach tree, your apple tree, and one day you're like, oh my gosh, I've got a disease. Now I have to use a chemical.
Yeah.
So if we can just be proactive, boost that immune response early at the time of planting and then throughout the season, then we don't have to worry about all those problems.
Right. So azomite is going to supplement with these micronutrients.
Yes.
So minerals. It all works together.
And you got to think about it. Like, you eat food and you take vitamins, like vitamin C and zinc. Yeah. This is going to be like that vitamin that you still have to eat.
Right.
So it's a supplement along with a plant food.
And it's needed. And it's such a good reminder, because that can be frustrating for people when we're growing veggies or, you know, our fruit trees, our citrus trees, and then we go out to harvest and voila, we've got bugs or whatever.
Yes.
So let's get that azomite down. And it's safe. It's good around your veggie gardens and your plants and your lawns. So azomite is a magical product.
Yes.
So pick up your azomite, good for your flower beds, trees, and lawns, safe around pets and people. Azomite to remineralize your soil just in one bag.
In one bag.
Easy and simple. So pick up your azomite at any of our Home Show Garden Pros, homeshowgardenpros.com for your azomite. So good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on your Saturday morning. You could be doing so many things, and you're joining us. And thank you very much. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we've got Kelly here from Plants for All Seasons taking your calls and questions. I love at 281-833-3333. I can't say that without giving the number. 281-833-3333. And I loved Tony's call because it brought up this topic about, he said, oh, I want to plant this in the spring. Now is a great time.
It is a good time. I was just thinking of something else that we didn't say to Tony.
Okay.
Tony. With his expanded shale, he doesn't want to like use a ton in the hole. He just wants to put like a nice 1-inch layer across the bottom and then blend it in with his compost and his native soil.
Nice.
Kind of make it when you do your backfill. I forgot to say that, Tony. I'm sorry.
Nice.
But now you know.
That's okay. When he goes to whatever Home Show Garden Pro to
I would hope they would school him appropriately.
Yes. Yeah, yes. They'll guide him. Yes. Good. And that was a good reminder about the size of the hole.
Yes.
And the depth. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, I know when I was first planting items, I would plant them too deep.
Oh, yeah. You know, most people do. And especially if you're from other climates, I guess there are places where people plant things deep. And
well,
it's so weird to me.
Our soils are just so
different.
Not super stable. Like the clay, once you dig a hole and then you put the plant in there, it's going to settle.
Yeah.
Because all the little air pockets will settle out. And then you risk it being below grade.
Right.
And that's just like a slow suffocation.
Yeah. And then with that clay. Yeah. Thick stuff. So
yeah, but it's super important to get organic material into the soil. When I say organic material, compost, nice thick layer of mulch on top. That over time will change the clay into soil.
Right.
That's really the only way, you know, you could remove all the clay, but
that's insane.
Down further.
Do you know how far you'd be digging?
And clay, what we don't realize is clay is very nutrient dense, but it's the particle,
it's bound up,
it's locked up in there, and the plants can't get them. So the only way to get those nutrients available is through the biology.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you had mentioned the humates.
Yes. So humates is a good way to inoculate the soil with good biology, but there is no replacing a good compost.
Okay.
Like, you've got to use the compost and then maintain that with things like the Humates Plus and the MicroLife.
Right. So your clay doesn't bind back up again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Changes the whole structure.
So I hope Tony heard that extra little piece of information, but I'm glad that he mentioned, you know, that he was thinking he needed to plant them in the spring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've learned from you guys, from Home Show Garden Pros, is no, this is a great time.
Yeah. Fall is for planting.
Fall is for planting.
And we are still fall for another week or so.
Right. But I mean, you know, we're a city of transplants. I mean, most people have moved here from somewhere that has a winter.
Like, yes.
Where you don't garden because
where
the
soil
will
freeze.
Where
you can't
have
flowers in the winter.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
The Gulf Coast is just, it's special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
And if you can garden here, you can garden anywhere.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
I mean, well, you should figure the pressure is high with insects. The pressure is high with fungus. Like, I mean, you are going to learn so much gardening here.
Yeah. But yeah. It's worth it.
And we don't have soil. We have dirt.
The clay.
We have clay
or we have sand or a weird combination of both.
Right.
And it's funny because every time somebody comes in and they're like, but I have clay. And I'm like, we're in Houston. We all have clay.
It is not special to your yard.
No. That's not unusual. It's normal.
Right.
And plants do grow in it.
Yeah. They will.
Yep. Just a little science experiment. And you just have to kind of work with it.
Yes.
Yep.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Kelly from Plants for All Seasons a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and she can solve those clay pot problems with you after this.
It's tired, showing its age. Deep inside, you're ready for something new. Pools can be that way. Hi, I'm Joe Puccio. My team at Clean and Clear Pool Supplies transforms tired, old pools into the one that you secretly dream of. Replastered, retiled, redecked, renewed. Stop dreaming, start swimming in a renewed pool that's positively ageless. Clean and Clear Pools, supporting, maintaining, and restoring pools. We're on Highway 6 North at West Road and online at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
We love our house, except for the humps. Those evil humps lead to bumps. Humps and bumps lead to trips and falls. All because our driveway and sidewalk shifted and lifted. Enough is enough. Tom Tynan says what I need is some CRC. Concrete Raising Corporation. Free estimate. Quick fix. Now those humps and bumps are straight and level. Looks better. Safer too. And they'll do it for you. Concrete Raising Corporation. CRC-Houston.com.
To the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Kelly is here from Plants for All Seasons. She is your pro this morning. We've had some fun calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And just getting outside is so healthy for the lungs and for the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure out what is on our list today. And for me, I have some two corners in my backyard that I need to go and inspect, and I've got some weeds I can't wait to pull. Kelly, I know Kelly likes to pull weeds.
Yes, I do.
It's sort of therapy.
I do.
So I have two,
and
areas.
I don't.
I love it. I need to do. I'd like to do that. I don't need to, but I'd like to do that. And Kelly, I'm not sure you were here one Saturday. I thought of you. Because after the show, I have a routine. I go home and I feed the dogs and I walk the dogs afterwards. And there's this one neighbor. Oh, my gosh. There are some weeds. And I mean, I just had to do everything. I just walked across the street on the other side because I was so tempted to reach down and start pulling some of those weeds in the edge. I thought, okay, I am really going to be the crazy lady the two dogs pulling someone else's weeds.
Do you know what's embarrassing? Like when you go to your friend's house and you're just standing in the yard, like saying goodbye or hello or whatever, and you're talking and you're just bending over and pulling their weeds. And you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? This is so embarrassing.
I am not your gardener.
I am not. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, sorry. Whoops.
Have it.
Yeah.
It's like if we went in and started sweeping their floor.
I know. It is.
There
it's
are
embarrassing.
A few of those
I'm like,
people.
I didn't mean to be rude. Like, whoops.
Okay. Well, Kelly and Sandy have this thing about it. So if you want us to come over and pull your weeds, it's therapeutic for me. But it was so funny. I had such this urge. I was like, okay, don't you dare do this, Sandy. Go across the street.
Funny.
Ignore their weeds.
Yeah, I don't have those urges. I don't.
Well, except for the seaweed. That's one urge you have. You love doing spraying seaweed.
In our own yard. She wouldn't come spray seaweed at my yard. I know that.
And I wouldn't pull your weeds either.
I know, she would not.
Yes. So that's kind of on my list. I'm going to go and I need to inspect back there. I've got some new shrubs and plants that I want to make sure that, you know, they are getting their water that they need. Because now that we've debunked, if it's misting, that's not watering your plants and shrubs.
Yeah, I mean, so we've had these misty rains before. And then you go kind of move the soil back and it's bone
dry. Dry.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So we need to get that water on, you know, on your new shrubs that are out there.
Yes.
And get the roots healthy with any sort of super seaweed or nice new layer of mulch. So lots of nice, relaxing things we can do out in the yard.
Yeah.
Not even to mention planting the beautiful color.
Yes.
Which, you know, we are so lucky. It's interesting that you talked about before the break that it's challenging here, mm-hmm. or it can be challenging.
It can be.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Gulf Coast,
we have extremes.
We have all the extremes. The all hottest of the hot and the cold and wet, wet. dry.
All in one day.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You go from a sweatshirt to a t-shirt in 24 hours. And then the bugs can be challenging, you know, because that's tricky. Not only their damage, but identifying what it is. Right. And then once you identify it, it's like, okay, what do I do? Because you were talking about...
A lot of times you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do something, but you need to know...
Just depends.
Who's good, who's bad, how bad's the infestation, and just because you have bugs flying in your... doesn't mean we need to kill everything.
Right.
Yes.
No.
And like I said, you know, I get very few bug problems because I'm focusing more on my soil and...
Health
and, you know, optimizing the mineral content with things like that, azomite and applying mulch regularly. And my soil is just, it's good now because I've worked so hard at it. So when you have healthy plants that have all the good nutrients, they are able to fight bugs off on their own for one, and they don't attract the bugs.
Right.
Because when you're constantly having bug and fungus problems, you have constant stress.
Yeah. I mean, and we need to reduce that stress.
Yeah. And you can do what you can do. You can't control the weather, but you can make sure that the plant has everything it needs to get through it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I kind of battle insects and disease.
Right. Think about, you know, how Mother Nature's handling it.
Yeah.
You know, out in the forest. That's what I know. Anita always said, well, what is Mother Nature doing to that oak tree out in the forest? Mm-hmm. You know, is she cutting every limb and, you know, chopping it down and stuff like
and
that.
And watering it and feeding it. No, it takes care of itself.
Right, right. Well, because it's mulching itself and that sort of thing. So kind of step back and think about that. And that's a great reminder, you know, take care of that soil first.
Yeah. And if you can do some preventative maintenance just by, you know, soil inputs and mulching, good mulching practices and good fertilization practices, you won't have as many diseases.
And we talk about all of the good stuff here.
Yeah.
And I try not to make it pitchy at all. It's stuff that we all use and we have results.
Yes.
And I am the least expert. I am just dabbling in my yard. And I use these products and I'm telling you they are magical. You know, the azomite and the Nelson plant food and the microlife, they all are on my shelf. I will take a picture of it to prove it to you if I need to, but it is just and they're great products. They're healthy. They're and you get results. And it takes care of that soil for us.
And like I said, you know, our yards are our laboratories. Kelly and I have tried all these things, like side by side, very controlled studies, even at the nursery, to compare products that we sell and that we believe in.
Right.
And so we've seen the good stuff and the bad stuff.
Yeah,
and
we've had to cut some products loose.
Yeah.
Because you want your customer...
Right.
People to be successful.
Right.
I don't want people to fail. I want them to do good at it.
Yes.
Because we're in the job of building gardeners.
Yes. And
if you don't, if you think you have a brown thumb, you're not going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with your thumbs. Right?
No.
Everything to do with the soil.
Soil.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're to. And, you know, we haven't even touched on lawns yet.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that's my favorite. My favorite.
Yes.
Yes.
So give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we can talk about lawns and landscaping after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.